This Target Thursday episode is brought to you by Target. Ladies, we all know back to school is just around the corner, and what better place to get all of your back to school essentials than our happy place, Target. Oh, and by the way, have you seen their new Cat and Jack back to school ads on YouTube? 100% of the ads was done and produced by children. It blows my mind. These little ads are so cute. They're unbelievable. Please go check them out. Cat and Jack, kids' clothing with an imagination of its own.
I see you have your Target water bottle there.
I love my it's the best.
You know, this is, I have never been so attached to a water bottle than how I am with this one.
It's the best water bottle.
It's plastic. It's 32 ounces.
It's BPA free.
It's BPA free. It's the best. For all of you guys who attended the Supermama Social, our partner Target gave away these wonderful, wonderful water bottles.
Oh, they're the best.
I mean, they don't even have a brand, so I wouldn't be able to tell you what kind they are.
They just have the Target.
It just have the Target logo. It says H2GO TM on it, but I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I freaking love this bottle. Me if too. You guys can find a 32-ounce bottle to carry around your with you, it's the best.
I actually drink like four of them a day.
Four of these now?
Like today, I already, this is my third one already, and it's 2:40 in the p.m.
What?
Yeah.
I drink 2.5 and I feel very accomplished. Four or more. Apparently, you need to drink your weight. I think I already said that, right? Your weight in ounces and half to be like even. So, but you're working out now, so you probably need more. How's that going, BTW?
Okay. I have to tell you a really sad story that happened to me yesterday.
Well, does, does it include like peeing in your pants?
Yes. But it wasn't even at the gym. So I'm you know, right now, because I'm working out a lot, I have to like drink protein, you know, because I'm, you know, I am in a very rigid meal schedule. So I have to drink protein, and apparently it makes you pee a lot, right?
Protein?
I mean, that's what my husband said, that, you know, he's working out too, and like right now he just wants to go. So yesterday I didn't even want to go to the bathroom, and then all of a sudden I wanted, like, it was like, it just came to me with like 1,000% force. And I was outside my house, and I literally sat in the grass, and I just sat there and I peed like on my clothes. Cause I just, I know, TMI, TMI. But my husband was like, "What happened? What's wrong? Did you hurt yourself or what?" And I was just like, "No." And he was like, What happened?
I actually don't want to laugh because it is kind of sad. You need to go to the hospital or you need to go to a doctor.
Well, no, I'm doing some exercises, some pelvic exercises since like last week. And I remember last time I told you that I was using the Luna balls. Uh-huh. That actually helped a lot for the time that I was using them. It helped a lot. And I was like, oh, I need to like get on that, and now more than I'm working out. And actually, I was very worried about that because I do a like
jumping jacks
and like, you know, I jump all the time. But no, it hasn't been a big, and I think it's because of exercises.
I can't wait to read the emails we get after this episode.
But yeah, that's kind of sad.
Million and one remedies coming your way.
Dude, guys, it was sad. Like, my daughter was like, "Mommy, what's happening? Why are you sitting down?" And I was like, "Just keep on walking, kids. Keep on walking." It was in the grass. Nobody noticed. My clothes were black. So I just walked in home and took a bath, took a shower, you know, because I just really had to go. And I was glad that it was like right
in front
of my house.
As you say this, I am doing my Kegels.
I mean, I am doing my Kegels right now, too. That I was just like, damn, I have, like, just remember what happened to me.
Do Kegels.
Kegels. There's like a lot more exercises. I didn't know. There's like so many exercises for the pelvic floor and all of that stuff. And hopefully also because I'm doing abs and stuff that it'll get stronger because I'm doing force, you know. So hopefully, you know.
How many pounds have you lost in the past 2 days? How often are you going to weigh yourself?
Once a week. every Monday.
So then do you want to start telling us what your initial weight was today? And then
no, I don't want to talk numbers.
Okay, then
let me just say.
Do you want to talk like lost pounds then?
Yeah, let's lost pounds. Okay. I don't know. I don't know how many I've lost.
Okay,
so
let's start at zero.
Zero.
Okay, let's start at zero, and then next week,
yes,
on the next Target Thursday episode, we'll go on like negative.
Yeah, right.
So you start just negatives.
And you know, it's like a very drastic change in my life. I'm waking up at 5 a.m.
I know.
I'm cooking breakfast at that time. I'm eating like at
5:30. I am very happy.
No, I'm eating before I work out. I have to eat. I eat my, you know, my breakfast, and then I have it's very intense. It's like I seriously, and I was like, that is such BS. But they were saying like the first week you're gonna be extra emotional, and I was like, whatever, what the hell is just working out? But I have been so emotional. Like I was working out in the morning.
Are you gonna cry right now? Looks like you're gonna cry.
Seriously, I've probably been wanting to cry like 10 times today, and I just feel like 1,000 emotions are coming into my mind. Like it's just so crazy the shock that your body goes through, because like I'm eating super clean, like zero fat, just grains, protein, and green vegetables. That's it. Nothing else, and protein. And so when I was working out in the morning, I really was like crying. I was crying. And it wasn't because it was hurting. It was crying because I was like, what is going on? Like it was emotions. It was crazy. But I don't feel it. I do feel it because it hurts when I breathe. But
and when I go to the bathroom,
yeah, but
sitting,
you know,
in the toilet probably hurts.
But I like the fact that I'm taking like protein, all that thing that people use when they're working out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as bad, you know. We'll see how it goes. It's only my third day, but I'm
but you have your 6-week challenge, and I'm so proud of you.
And you know, this is the first time that I'm like super strict about everything. I'm like, no, I cannot eat that, you know. I'm like, okay, this is how much, you know. I have meals prepared, you know. I'm like, and I'm actually enjoying the food, which is weird.
No.
It's weird for me because, you know, I'm not eating like taquitos de carnitas.
I'm eating like... I used to have at lunch.
I used to have like taquitos de carnitas for lunch, guys, for real. So like now it's like...
Maybe I'll have chicken breast. Un chirrito. ¿No quieres un chirrito? No. Chile relleno is bomb. I had that for lunch today.
Let me tell you what they told us the secret was. Like the secret was like, don't go hungry. Don't be hungry. Because when you're hungry, you start thinking about food. So if you're not hungry, you don't think about food. Which is right, because I eat 6 times a day, and I'm not hungry. I'm full all the time.
Do you always carry food around with you, or what do you have over there? I see a little green.
That's my protein shake.
Oh, okay.
2 protein shakes a day. It's my protein shake. And, like, you know, we'll see. I don't want to be,
well,
like,
I mean,
like,
you have to, because you signed a contract.
I did.
This is, like, a legit 6
And I'm telling
program.
You, like, the trainers there are not like, okay, you can do this. Come on, keep up. No, they're like
mean?
In your face. They're mean, funny, but I mean, they're not like, you know, but they are like hardcore. They're hardcore. Like, and we do, like, from the moment you start working out, you don't stop until you finish. And, you know, it's, and when I'm like, what? It's done? You know, and I'm doing things that I never even, like, I was like, hell no, I'm never doing that. But, you know, lifting weights, like, just, like,
that sounds fun.
It's actually really fun. It's really like, it keeps you going, the energy, like, you know, like now I get home at 7 and I'm like, okay, let's go. Like, I, you know, like, I feel like I've accomplished so much already, like during the day, you know, because I wake up at 5.
And how do you feel at night? Do you feel tired, or do you still give you energy?
No,
like that?
I still have energy. Like yesterday I went to sleep like at 11, you know, I wasn't like dying. I got kind of like tired like around 9. But then I had to do some things at home. And then by like 10:30, I was like, oh, I'm not really tired. So I put the news, the Democratic Convention, and I fell asleep within 10 minutes. I mean,
nice.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, I'm excited. And I'm telling everybody. So that way, everybody's,
you changed,
like,
your Facebook picture.
I changed my Facebook. I didn't want to. Remember, I was like, I'm going to do an alternative Facebook for that. And then I was like, no, I'm just going to do it. Plus, I had the conversation with a friend that lost all the weight yesterday. And he really motivated me more.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he was super helpful.
Because he lost 60 pounds.
He's lost 64 pounds. And he's on another challenge right now, because his goal is to lose 100 pounds total. But I mean,
he's so thin already.
Well, you know, he told me he was weighing 280. So
what?
Yeah, so you know what I mean? So he's
like, 180.
Yeah, he was like, I'll be cool at 180. And I was like, yeah, 180 will be, I mean, you know. But and the thing is, like, he's all muscle now. And so he's very happy with the change in his life. And he's like, you know, this is not just for the child. This is like a lifestyle.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle change.
You know, and so I was like, oh, that's great. And
I mean, everything, he probably sees better, hears better, everything, just like in a better mood. Yeah. It's incredible when, like, you put your body through, and, like, you do it for yourself, which is, like, the most amazing thing. You're not doing it for anyone else.
No. And, you know, I am thinking, we'll see how it goes after the first one, but I really like the workouts. You know, like, I really like it because it just gives you more energy. I feel like before, like, I mean, I've done so many things, but I feel like this one, like, I'm, like, pumped. I'm pumped all the time throughout the workout. And they make you also work with other people. So, like, you help each other, and it's like teamwork, and you're forced to, like, talk to other people and, like, you know, like, help each other. So that's another really cool thing.
And you're meeting friends.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, like,
any really, moms.
I think there's, like, one or two listeners there.
Really?
Yeah. But I was like, I know you from somewhere. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe they don't.
And we're like, excuse me, miss. Are you a Super Mama podcast listener? Do you know my voice?
No. I know. No. But it's really cool. I mean, I like it. So we'll see how it goes. I'll tell you how everything's going after next week.
Fun. Oh, fun. And I'm going to go home and work out. Okay. I wanted to read this email that we received from a mommy. Her name is Dominique Romero.
Hi, Dominique.
I am so happy you wrote in, and I loved your message, and we haven't replied because we wanted to address this on air. So here it goes. Hello, ladies. I want to start off by saying how inspirational both of you are to me and all the super mamas out there. Aw. You inspire me, Dominique. I am a first-generation Mexican-American. When I first found out about your restaurant in 2013, I thought, OMG, I love their story. Dreams do come true. They do. And it touched me. Not so long ago, I came across Super Mama's podcast, and OMG, I'm addicted. I love every single episode. I am also a mother, a 27-year-old single mother of a 2-year-old girl. I love all the special guests, so inspirational, and I can relate as a Latina mother. One particular episode that I could relate recently to is the one that you ladies talk about daycares and preschools. Oh, I am currently looking for a preschool for my daughter. And OMG, let me tell you, they are so expensive.
Tell me about it.
It's crazy. I am actually a preschool teacher myself at the USC Head Start program. I love Head Starts and I love what they do. However, I often ask myself, why can my child attend a high quality preschool with the philosophies that I believe in? I have a BA in human development, and I am very familiar with many child development philosophies, including the Rye parenting philosophy. Woo-woo, Rye. As I keep asking myself that question, I came to the conclusion that those schools are only accessible to the affluent populations, which is so unfair. I have always dreamed of opening my own preschool. I want to open a preschool accessible to my Latino community. We also deserve good quality preschools. It shouldn't be expensive.
Amen.
And after listening to your podcast and going to your Super Mama social this past weekend, I have only become more inspired in achieving my dream. I currently got accepted to USC in the master's program in educational counseling, a dream that I also had as I was attending USC. I know that dreams do come true, and when we can achieve what we want, we just have to do it. Thank you, ladies, for being such a great inspiration. Oh, Dominique.
That was so good.
Oh, yes. Girl, you go and get your master's and you go and you open that preschool.
Yes, please.
And you know what? What's amazing is that you totally put it out there, and we're putting it out there. And now the universe will conspire to make your dream a reality.
It will happen.
And you don't even know who will be listening to you. Or listening to us right now, they would be like, oh my God, I totally want to help her out. Or like, just build your community, always just follow and chase your dreams. Like,
yes.
And also, I think what I love about this the most It's that it comes from such an unselfish part right. of her.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's too. Not about like, oh, I want to just be rich and famous. It's no. like she genuinely wants to help the community.
Yes. I think that's like very important because those are the things that always, believe me, your dream will come true.
Oh,
that
yeah.
it will happen. It will happen. You will have your preschool and you're right. You know,
I can already see your preschool.
Yeah. It's
can already see it.
Super progressive. Tell her all the things that you want. Oh,
tell her
everything you were telling me about preschool.
You know what? We're gonna have to have a separate episode about my vision and my ideas on education and what I think about the educational system. But meanwhile, yes. I think that you should just focus on like your preschool, and you should focus on just. I think what you should do from now on is just like every morning. Give thanks for everything you have, and then spend like 2 minutes like picturing your school, the colors yes. of the walls.
Create a vision board for yeah. your school.
Or like just in your head every morning, like think about the smells of the room, right. what the kids are going to look like, how many kids you're going to have, mm-hmm. like what kind of food you're going to give them, the color of the walls. Think about the activities you're going to do with them, and like put yourself inside your dream.
Right.
I think that's... It's
visualize it
and touch it, feel it, smell it.
You know
and
what?
I love the fact that this is so unselfish
right.
and it comes from a giving part of your heart, and it's just gonna be incredible.
So like since
I want to cut the ribbon.
Yes,
when you
please.
Open it, I'm just putting myself in your dream right now.
So since yesterday I started to listen to this podcast. I love this podcast called Invisibilia because it's about all the invisible forces that, you know, drive our life,
mm-hmm.
emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the podcast, they were talking about this big oil company that brought in this like lady to talk about feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so this lady said that, you know, she envisioned a lot of things. Like they told her she had a cancer in her eye, and then she visualized every day that a blanket would like, you know, wrap the tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said that years later, they had given her 3 months to live. So
what?
Then 3 years later, she went to the doctor to remove it. And that had actually happened. Like a muscle was around the tumor. And her daughter also said that they would go outside and visualize the clouds appearing, and the clouds would disappear.
What?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
I have to go check that out.
You have to check it out. It's called Invisibilia. So, you know, just envision whatever you want. And that's the thing. I was like, oh my God, I need to work on that. Like, envision what you want. Envision that whatever is going to happen, and it will happen. You know, I thought that was great. I love that. I really like that episode because, you know,
I'm
all about that thing.
Awesome. Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you for tuning in to another short Target Thursday episode. And we will see you next week.
We'll see you next week, ladies.
Super Mamas. Oh, wait. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram.
@_Super Mamas.
All right. See you guys later. Super Mamas.
Bye.
Super Mamas.
Super Mamas. Super Mamasitas.